Invocabit me, et ego exaudiam eum. Eripiam eum, et glorificabo eum. Longitudine dierum, adiem plebo eum. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. For 40 days Christ fasted, fed upon his Abba's every word, all for the joy that lay ahead. Such were his pleas, his prayer was heard. Though one with God, he plunged his heart deep in the world's unfathomed pain. He wrestled demons' hunger, thirst, that we in him may do the same. In Christ our journey is revealed, his face set toward Jerusalem. Where he our head goes, so must we, the church, his body, one with him. O Abba, food of those who fast, O Christ, in whom the least are known, earth's rising sap, O Spirit, spring, come raise to life what you have sown. Amen. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. As servants of God, let us commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, by genuine love. By his wounds we have been healed. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. By his wounds we have been healed. He committed no sin, no guile was found upon his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. By his wounds we have been healed. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted in God who judges justly. By his wounds we have been healed. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. By his wounds we have been healed. Glory to the Abba and to the Word and to the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore, Amen. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. As servants of God, let us commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, by genuine love.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. If, by the transgression of one person, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign through the one Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of the one Adam, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one Jesus Christ, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God will conceal you with pinions. God will conceal you with pinions. And under God's wings you shall find refuge. God will conceal you with pinions. It is Adonai who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. God will conceal you with pinions. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. God will conceal you with pinions. Life does not depend on bread alone, but on the Word of God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Life does not depend on bread alone, but on the Word of God.
Grant us pardon and peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Forgive our sins and neglect. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us true faith and undying hope in your love for us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Strengthen our resolve to follow Christ more closely this Lenten season. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless, guide, and protect all those preparing to receive the Easter sacraments. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we live each day more simply, so that others may simply live. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant light and peace to those who have died, and consolation to those who grieve their passing. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, your Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to prepare for his ministry of inaugurating your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where bread is for sharing, power is for serving, and trusting you makes all people equally valued members of your family. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of all compassion, bless us with forgiveness, and fill our hearts with loving kindness for all people and all creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, oh hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.